Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible.
evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Let me see your one.
There's no one like you.
come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Up, up, up. Come on. The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. Down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
Explosive, empowering episode. I don't even want to call it episode. experience Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio like no other. And I'm just so excited because we have such an awesome show lined up for today. And then you just heard Fred Hammond, I Feel Good. I had to put that on because that's what I feel good. And I pray you're feeling good too. Make a decision. You know what? No matter what comes. And the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. He didn't say that they didn't pick a certain situation that you choose to be happy or to give thanks or to be grateful, but in everything, give thanks. You have a decision to make whether you're going to sit there and be miserable or you're going to sit there and have a pity party or you're going to sit there and allow a black cloud to continue to walk over your head or you're going to wake up, dry your eyes, wash your face, as Pastor Pierman would say on the morning prayer call, brush your teeth, get dressed, and if you don't do anything else, at least walk outside and enjoy the moment. I'm so excited and fired up from this morning's prayer call. I'm telling you, my bishop, he just, you know, was talking about sometimes we're too far in the future that we miss enjoying the moment. I'm going to say that one more time. Sometimes we are so far in the future, we miss enjoying the now moment. And so I'm just going to echo the voice of my bishop, Bishop Eddie Long, whom I just truly love and support, and First Lady Elder Long, shouts out to you and the New Birth fam everywhere. But he was talking about this. He said, enjoy the moment. We miss so much focusing on things that haven't even happened yet, which is, it's okay to plan. There's no problem in planning. There's no problem in writing a vision down and, you know, praying about what you want to come to pass. But don't get so involved or so engulfed in that that you miss precious moments. Shout out to Elder John Gray and his beautiful wife, Mrs. Aventer Gray, who just had their baby boy on April 3rd. And that's what I'm talking about. Taking time to enjoy those precious moments, taking pictures of every little single moment, because as they grow older, you can look back and say, wow, I was there. I wasn't too wrapped up. I wasn't too busy. This was a defining moment for me to see my firstborn son. So congratulations to the Gray family. I know you're enjoying your newborn son. I'm thanking God that he's born healthy. And, oh, boy, if anybody knows Elder John Gray, you already know what kind of son that is going to be, I'm telling you, because, you know, the anointing just continues to get stronger as, you know, it continues to go through the bloodline. So shout out to Mrs. Aventer Gray. I'm praying your strength. Amen. But just continue to enjoy the journey. And so, you know, back to what I was talking about this morning, I'm so fired up because Bishop also talked about it's not too late. We need to, you know, reprogram our mind from what the world says that, you know, at a certain age you can't do this, and a certain age you can't be a model, and you have to be this size to be this, and, you know, all kinds of stuff to keep us in bondage and to keep us thinking. They say if you're over 40, you can't have a baby or you're high risk. And there was people like my grandmother, my late grandmother, Maddie Sue Perkins, had her last baby when she was 50 years old. And my grandmother lived till she was almost 80. So, you know, you can go by what the world says, or you can live a life fulfilled, full of love, laughter, enjoyment. Who says you can't have a child at 50 years old? Who says that you can't enjoy life and get remarried if you came through a bad divorce? Who says that? God doesn't say that. He doesn't say that in his word. He does not say that. He says, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So, you know, Miss Sandra's saying enjoy life, enjoy the moment of now, and know that it is not too late to go after your dreams, to go after that purpose, what God has called you to do, and do it with such passion, because purpose ignites your passion. So you'll know if you're in your purpose because you'll walk in it, you'll talk it, you'll go to sleep with it, you'll eat with it, you can't help it. You get up and you're working on it because it just ignites a fire within you. So if you don't know anything else today, enjoy the moment. Enjoy now and remember it's not too late. And I want y'all to continue to, you know, just join, tell other people about prayer. This is an exciting week also because we're coming up to Resurrection Sunday. But every day is Resurrection Day. Every day. Because the Bible says if he be lifted up, if Christ be lifted up, he'll draw all men. And he'll do the drawing. You just lift him up. You just lift up the peace. You just lift up his word. You just lift up the gospel of peace, the gospel of salvation. And he'll do the rest. That's all he has to do. That's all he has to require and disciple his people. Amen. So I want you to join me Monday through Friday. We have an international prayer call. We had to get a whole new chain of numbers. We had to get a whole new system because we overloaded the former system, could not handle all the people from around the world that have been joining us for prayer. That's right. I said prayer. Prayer produces power. Prayer produces results. Prayer produces perseverance and patience and in deliverance. You want to see some things turn around quickly in your life. You want to see doors open. You want to see people get up out of their grave. You want to see people healed, set free, and delivered. I dare you to call this number Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first number is 559-726-1050. Again, that's 559-726-1050. Now, the overflow number, because we end up always going over our max, and so now we're up to like 5,000 people. Now I expect it to increase as we continue to move forward. The overflow number is 530-881-1050. Again, the overflow number is 530-881-1050. Or if you're like me, I have my internet running, so I go by way of internet so that I can keep the phone lines free. You can log on to www.newbirth.org. Again, that's www.newbirth.org. And all you have to do is scroll down and click on, they have a link for Macs and iPods and iPads, and then they have a link for PCs. So you just, whatever you have, just click on that link and you're connected live right into the prayer call. How awesome is that? Now, if your own church has a prayer call that runs the same time, now you do who you're connected to. Whoever you connect, you be obedient to the shepherd that's over your life. But if you're not connected to anyone, I implore you to call this number Monday through Friday, again, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, don't go outside your covering and be disobedient. No, you're supposed to be where you planted that. Now, where you planted that, don't you take your tree out the ground and go try and plant it somewhere else and you haven't been called to do that. Stay where you're planted and honor that. Honor the authority or the person that is over your life that's interceding in praying for you, and you join them. If you're not doing anything, you need to join where you're planted at. So I'm just offering an invitation. If you are not, then, you know, call in. And I promise you, you will be absolutely blessed. Now, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please email them to morningprayer@newbirth.org. Again, that's morningprayer@newbirth.org. Now, I am so excited about this next song I'm getting ready to play. When he, you know, emailed me and he said, yes, the song, the single is released. I had to get it right away. And I'm talking none other than my first guest who I had when I came back on the air, none other than Mr. Lowell Pye. And he has his new single out, All Right. I got to playing that thing. I tell you the truth, I started dancing. I started working. I mean, it's just one of those songs you just cannot just sit there and just listen. Your foot is going to start tapping. Your fingers might start snapping. You're going to want to move. You might want to dance. So if you're listening to me and you're sitting at your work area, you know, don't go get the Holy Ghost and scare everybody at the job because you're there to work. You're not there to catch the Holy Ghost and lay hands on everybody. That's not why they hired you. Let them see you. let them see the Christ in you while you're working, okay? But don't you get up and be running around and scaring folk with the Holy Spirit. Come on, he's a gentleman, okay? But I'm telling you, it's one of those songs that just inspires you, it motivates you, it gets you moving, it gets you praising the Lord in your own unique, special way. And so I'm getting ready to get into this track by Lowell Pye. It's called All Right. Support Kingdom Music. Go cop it off of iTunes, wherever you can find it, get it. Support his ministry, support Kingdom artists that are out there, you know, giving their all. And you have to remember, y'all, stop. Okay, I'm also the queen of telling people to stop bootlegging. I will tell you, worldwide, stop bootlegging. Stop trying to cop stuff for free off the internet. Then you end up downloading a virus on somebody's computer and messing their computer all up because you want to be cheap. Get you 99 cents on your card and go ahead on and download the single. A lot of artists, if you cannot afford the whole CD at that time, you know you can purchase a couple of singles at 99 cents a pop or $1.29. $1.29. Now, y'all know that's nothing when y'all go to Popeyes and you know a two-piece going to cost you about $7 or $8. So, come on, you can spare 99 cents. You can spare $1.29. You can even spare $9.99, or however how much the CD is. So let's take the time to support Kingdom artists. Hit them up on their Facebook page. Follow them on Twitter. Find out information about them. Hit their concerts when they're coming through. Show them that, you know, Kingdom people, we are doing it big, and we are out, sold out for Christ. So I have an exciting guest coming up very shortly. We're also going to do a special dedication to the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King coming up in just a few minutes. I want y'all to, sometimes we have to reflect back on why these people existed, why they stood, and what they stood for. And so sometimes we need to get back our focus and why these people actually stood and gave their life. But I'll be right back with that. Right now, I want you to enjoy this next single coming up, debuting worldwide on Legacy Lever, Empower Radio, like no other, Mr. Lowell Pye. All right.
Na 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 na
hot. It's hot. It's hot. Y'all go hit them up on Twitter at LoelPie. Hit them, find them on Facebook. Let them know the single is all that in this. I'm telling you, it's hard for you to be still and listen to that single. Again, that was All Right by none other than Mr. LoelPie. I'm telling you, I'm going to be playing it. I'm going to play that. But I want to get back into what I was talking about right before we went to that single. And I'm taking a little time today to honor such a great man of courage, a great man of love, a great man who promoted peace and unity among the brethren. And I'm talking about the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And in 1968, on April 4th, he was assassinated. And so I just wanted to take a moment to recognize him. And what a time such as this, with, you know, the case about Trayvon Martin and what happened down in Sanford, Florida. And we have to be mindful that this is more than just a racial issue. This is actually, you know, humanity is crying out on the line right now. And we must not be ready to kill or commit suicide to humanity or the unity of the brethren. I had to go to Psalms 133, and it talked about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. There is a harmony in coming together. There is power in coming together. And this is what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for. And again, like I said, I want to just take a moment to honor him. And he stood for peace, love, and for unity among all people. And the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King, with all that has taken place with the Trayvon Martin case, emotions are flaring, racial injustice is raging, and anger is brewing. But let's not lose focus. It's not just about racial injustice, but injustice to the unification of humanity among the brethren everywhere. Humanity is crying out to be treated equally and fairly. My prayer is justice is served not just for the African-American community, but justice is served for the sake of preserving humanity. Take a listen to the I Have a Dream speech. Reflect on why he stood and why he felt it was worth dying for. He stood for peace, he stood for love, and he stood for unity among humanity. I want you to take a moment and realize it's bigger than just racial injustice. This is about preserving and standing up and protecting humanity, the oneness in the brethren. Take a listen.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream was given on August 28, 1963. The words of Reverend King echoed long after his death in 68. This memorable day was in Washington, D.C., a hot afternoon, when he spoke before a crowd of 200,000 overlooking the reflecting pool from the Lincoln Memorial.
Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, yes, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Yes. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Right. As I turn up the car.
tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. And I just want to take a moment to recognize and to honor him for his stand for love, peace, and unity, and for the preservation, excuse me, of humanity. And that's what it's all about. And so I'm getting ready to bring our very special, highly anointed woman of God, my guest for this afternoon, Tia Cook. But before I bring her on, I just want to let our listeners know just a little bit about her. Minister Tia Cook is an expert in the field of advertising and marketing for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and ministries. She is the president and CEO of Dominion Media International, LLC, a full-service multimedia company, and the editor-in-chief of Empower Magazine, the jet magazine to Christian community. I love that. I love that right there. From humble beginnings, the second of four children born to William and Elsie Cook, it was evident that the hand of God was upon her life. Gifted as a young child, she sold paintings in elementary school, so it is no shock that she is doing what she is today. Tia received Christ at the tender age of 7. I don't know what it is about 7, because, you know, I went down in the water, you know, at 7 years old as well. I gave my life to 7 and continues to serve him in every area of her life so that he may get the glory. Amen. She is a dedicated and faithful member of God's Anointed Touch Ministries under the charismatic and anointed leadership of Bishop Ernest and Apostle Laquinla Hunter. I pray I said apostle name, right? Using her God-given talents to advance the kingdom of God, she serves as the marketing, media, and technology specialist and youth minister. Amen for the youth. Not without her share of opposition, Tia has continuously risen above every challenge presented. Her maxim is not to shy away from obstacles, but face them head on. With a bachelor's degree in business and finance and minor in religion from Wake Forest University, and her recent matriculation to obtain a dual master's of business administration and master of science in management with a specialization in marketing. You better go ahead, sister. Tia has been called upon to give numerous seminars and workshops on the importance of marketing and branding. A servant first. Hey, I love this woman already. I've never met her, but I love her already. A servant first. Tia believes in giving back and motivating others to discover their purpose and reach their destiny. And if you want to learn more about my guest, and I'll be mentioning it throughout our interview, our explosion, you can find out more about her on www.empower-magazine.com. Excuse me. So without further ado, I'm getting ready to bring on the air worldwide none other than Minister Tia W. Cook. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Legacy Lever Worldwide.
Thank you, Ms. Sandra. It is an absolute pleasure to be on your show. I truly count it an honor.
Hey, man, I read through your bio when I was going through it. I got excited. The hand of God is showing up. You're not lying. In that bio, the hand of God is definitely upon you. And I just want to talk about, first off, you know, what made you or how did you transition from being in the corporate world to successfully becoming an entrepreneur? Could you just share with our listeners about that transition?
Absolutely. It was only God. He is in everything that I do, and of course, everything that I do, I'm seeking to please him. And really, it was the leading of the Holy Spirit. I started the magazine, so I had the graphics company up and running, but still also doing a 9-to-5 at the same time. And anyone that has been in that position where you're an entrepreneur and also working 9-to-5, something's probably going to go a little lacking, to be quite honest, especially when you know that God has called you for a higher purpose. And just through seeking God and praying and just wanting to make sure that I'm in his will, he told me that it was time to go. it was time to go. And so I left corporate America and now to just pursue the magazine, the graphics company, and also ministry full time. And it has been a blessing. I'll tell you this, whenever it's the leading of God, it goes smoothly. And that's when you know he's in it. There hasn't been any cracks, any you know, hiccups along the way. God has just been ordering my steps completely through this process.
Amen, amen. So you said there were no bumps in the road, so you didn't face, like, any challenges in forming the company?
Well, in the beginning, if I could just take a few minutes to even talk about Empower Magazine and how that came forth. Now, in the very beginning, it was some challenges because, really, with the magazine, I heard a voice of the Lord and also the voice of my pastors tell me several years ago that you need to start a magazine. And at the time, being in corporate America, I was making very good money. I honestly didn't feel that I needed to do this. To be quite honest, I looked at it, well, it would just be another, you know, stream of income. And that was my first mistake because I missed the point of it. It absolutely had nothing to do with being another source of income. It had to do with following out the plan and the destiny and the purpose that God had for my life. But at that time, I did not do it. And it just, you know, it was on the back burner, per se. But it came a time when, and a few years back, that I was in the mortgage industry. And, of course, when I was in the mortgage industry at first, everything was going well. But when the housing market burst, that kind of fell apart. And I was actually laid off from my job. And it was funny. My pastors came to me again about starting this magazine. And I'll be honest, I was a little upset. Because I'm like, okay, here I am. I'm struggling. I got to a point where I lost everything. I went from making almost six figures to not having anything whatsoever. And
wow.
So when they came up to me again about the magazine, I kind of thought, you know, I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, this is a little crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was really God. And so what happened was when I lost my job and things just kind of started to fall apart, I actually kind of sunk into a deep depression because I lost so much. I was sick of myself. I'm sure people around me were sick of me. But it got to a point where I had no one left but God. You know, everyone around had pretty much left, had pretty much backed off from Tia. And so it got to the point where I had to truly lean and trust and depend on God. And that's what I began to do. I just began to dig deep into his word. And through his word brought life to me. It began to empower me. So that's really how Empower Magazine came about. He dropped in my spirit one day the name of the magazine. And so what I have been commissioned to do, it is truly a mandate from God to empower each and every single person that I come in contact with the knowledge of who God is. Because regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how far you feel you may have fallen, if you trust and believe in God, it's going to be all right. You know, and it sounds simple, and it really is. It's really going to be all right. So that's kind of how the magazine was birthed. But even after it was birthed, I went back into corporate America. And I was totally disobedient because it wasn't really what I was supposed to do. God had put these plans in place, and so that's what I needed to stick with. So, like I said, he forced me out of corporate America. He said, trust me, and he's going to do it, and he's just been doing just that.
I just want to concur with you. And I thank you because actually you're talking, but you're also ministering to me. And I know those who are listening, you're ministering to so many because, again, being, you know, called out of the corporate world and taking what we've learned to formulate our own business according to what he's called us to do. Like you said, it got tight.
Oh, yes.
Things didn't seem like, you know, it's coming up. Well, I'm talking about for myself. And I've tried to go back into corporate America, and I'm so glad you said what you said because God said, no, that's not what I called you to do. I called you out. And so I just want to take a moment to just say thank you for continuing to encourage those that are on that road of entrepreneurship because it is a time where we are being tested by our faith, and we have to stay focused on what God has called us to do. So I just want to say thank you in that area.
Thank you, thank you. And you're so right, because it is a difference, and it can be challenging, because when you're in corporate America, you know that every month, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever it is, the first or the 15th, you know you can count on that check to come. And you know how we are. You know, we've tallied up and, you know, say, okay, I can do this with what I have coming in, because, you know, it's steady. It's, in a sense, a guarantee. But when you are an entrepreneur, you don't necessarily have that. And that's when you really have to just step out on faith and trust God. You know, we say we trust God, but when it really comes down to it, do we trust God? Do we, you know, believe him in spite of what's going on, even when it looks like, hey, this is not working out, I need money for this, and it's not coming in? Do we really believe God? But the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, and the Lord delivered them out of them all. And that's what I stand on, because no matter what you're going through, God is faithful. His word will not return void. And so if he has told you to do it, step out and do it. He's going to make every provision for you. So even though you don't have that guarantee coming in, I guarantee you that if you trust God, it's going to come in anyway. God will cause men to give unto you. He will cause the business to flow the way you need it to flow, so that not only is your house blessed, but that you can also advance the kingdom of God.
Now, see, I know you can't see me waving my hands in the air. I know you can't see. I'm just like waving my hands, and I said, she better preach. She better say it today. Amen. I'm just waving my hand in agreement with you, and I just thank and praise God for you just being transparent, open, and encouraging us to continue to keep moving forward. I also want to talk about with your magazine, Empower Magazine, what is the process for those who may be interested in opening up something like that, or looking want to move forward in, you know, that aspect of maybe the media or journalism? What are some of the steps that you took to successfully set up your magazine?
I guess it was me. The first thing I did with everything is, of course, seek God, pray, and just make sure that's the direction that He wants you to go in. Once you do that, research. There's such a wealth of information. Technology, the internet has made it so easy now for us to actually, you know, to get the information that we need. And in a lot of instances, that information is free. So definitely do your research, but also maybe even find someone that you can hook up with that you know may be in that area that's doing the same thing or something similar, to see what they are doing. Because I'm a firm believer, if we are advancing the kingdom of God, there shouldn't be any competition. I believe in pulling people along with me. I don't believe in, you know, withholding information or, you know, having a crab mentality where I just want to make sure mine goes up and no one else's. And we should have that perspective. But just, you know, hooking up with someone, it really isn't as hard of a process as many would believe. You know, find some contributing writers. Some people, you know, should do it for in-con. A graphic designer, of course, is needed to lay it out. Thank God, and my situation right now, God has blessed me where, without really too much schooling, He has just gifted me in that area. He's really gifted me in that area, so I've been able to do a lot of that myself. But one of the most important things is, you know, hooking up with someone who's doing that, and God will open the doors. He will lead you to the right people so that the right connections can be made, and that the purpose and the destiny He's designed for you will go forward.
Hey, man, you just echoed what I put out there yesterday about, you know, the right connection can open up that door for you, or the things that you need through that right connection. So, you know, I just really love your spirit. You are just so bubbling with just so much, you know, energy and fire for the kingdom. About Empower Magazine, who are some of the people that you've interviewed or had featured in your magazine?
Yes, man. God has really just blown my mind in this area. He has allowed me to be in contact with some wonderful people. The producer, Kevin Bond, the producer, Elder Stephen Ford, Dr. Rita Twiggs, Martha Munizzi, Troy Sneed, J.J. Harrison, Youthful Praise, and God recently opened the door with Judge Maybelline Ephraim. And a lot of people, you know, I've actually had some people question me on that. It's like, you know, she was, you know, the judge on the Voice Court. Why in the world are you having to cover your magazine? God will use the foolish things to confound the wise, because when I interviewed her, she was preaching to me. She is a Christian, born and raised in the Church of God in Christ, and she knows the word and she lives the word. For her, the Voice Court wasn't a show about, you know, necessarily just divorce for her, but it was about ministry, ministering to those people. There's a lot of things that we didn't see that went on behind the scenes. So it was definitely a ministry opportunity that she had. So that when I suggest you all get that issue, because it will open your eyes and you will see her from an entirely new perspective. Also, I have coming up, I'm actually blessed to interview next week, as a matter of fact, Dr. Jasmine Scurlock, who is a senior pastor at Shiloh Baptist Church in York, Pennsylvania. Later this year is coming Kiara Sheard and Archbishop Jay Delano Ellis, as well as Canton Jones. So God is moving.
Look at God's favor all over your life. Amen. I celebrate with you.
Thank you.
Now, how can people, purchase your issues or get logged in or connected with receiving your issues to bless your ministry?
Yes, ma'am. They can go to our website, which is www.empower-magazine.com, and you can purchase either print or digital subscription. And we're actually going to...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Very soon, we're actually going to be in Walmart. So God is opening up a door through that. So soon you'll be able to pick it up in your local Walmart store.
See, when he puts his head, then he just expands and bless. I'm celebrating with you. I'm excited. You get me all excited. I thank God for this divine connection and having you on this radio show today. And so I'm just going to take a moment. I'm going to get into this song, and I just want to dedicate it to you, Minister Tia, and just saying thank you for taking the time out to talk to us worldwide. Yeah, she's not going anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about, but I just want to take a moment to dedicate this song to you by Marvin Sapp. He has his hands on you. We'll be right back.
Amen. Thank you.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. Tell you one thing. remember, just know he has his hand. He has his
hand.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Welcome back to Legacy Lever Worldwide. Again, I have none other than our very special guest, Minister T.W. Cook, who definitely has God's hands all over her. She is definitely a highly anointed woman of God, doing great and awesome things. And we're talking about her company, her publishing company, a magazine, Empower Magazine. And if you want to connect with her, if you want to, you know more about the magazine, definitely look her up on www.empower-magazine.com. And so I'm bringing her back on the air live worldwide because we just want to find out more about Ms. Minister Tia Cook. And again, we're talking about Empower Magazine, entrepreneurship. She shared a testimony about transitioning from the corporate world to owning her own business. And she's like me. She reminded me of myself and struggling with knowing when a paycheck was going to come in to, okay, God, how are you going to work this out? And still God shows himself to be so faithful. And now her business is starting to expand. She talked about the guests that she's already interviewed and the guests that she's getting ready to have featured in the magazine, from Ken Jones to Kiara Shear and so many others. And she also talked about her magazine will soon be in Walmart. So you can pick up a subscription very soon right from Walmart, and most Walmarts are open 24 hours a day. How awesome is that? So welcome back, Ms. Tia. Again, you have just been a blessing to us on the air. I want to talk about this. What was one of the defining moments for you as you started pursuing your business and opening up or starting your magazine?
I'll have to be honest, it really goes back to my testimony. When I just began to focus on God and who he is, because I believe sometimes we limit God in our thinking. We limit God in how we believe, and thinking that he can't handle this or this is too much, when the truth of the matter is that there are no limits in God. He can do anything. And we say that, but he really can do absolutely anything. So when I just really submitted to God, because you mentioned earlier, yes, I was saved at 7, but I was one of those people who, you know, I started to run a little bit because I knew the hand of God was on my life at a young age, but I ran from it. And so when I just really just submitted my will to his and said, you know what, God, however you want to do this, I'm moving forward in you. However you want to get this done, there's no more resisting, God. I yield to you. And once I did that, it just, everything just really started to flow. And I think that's what we have to remember, is that yield to God. He will provide everything that you need. And even kind of piggying back off the song that you just played, it was very appropriate because, you know, we especially in the economy that we're in right now, you know, people say, you know, gas is going up and there's no jobs and this and that, and you want to just throw in the towel because you don't think that God has his hand on you, or you don't think it's going to work out. And that's really what the magazine is about, to let you know that, you know what, don't throw in the towel. When you're ready to throw in the towel, you're so close to your breakthrough. And if you just continue to hold on, continue to press, God's going to show his faithfulness. He's going to show how strong he is in your life.
Awesome. Amen. Amen. Now, with the magazine and Empower Magazine, what are some marketing strategies that you use, or marketing tips that you can give to our listeners who are trying to market their product or their ministry out there?
I would say with those that may just be starting out, even for those who are established and experienced, social media is wonderful. There are so many different free sites out there that will allow you to promote and advertise for free. Use those to start building an audience. You know, you have the Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and I could just, you know, go on and on with and name so many of them. But begin to use those to tell people about what you're doing. But it's also teach some Twitter courses. And what I tell people is that it's not just about you promoting you, but it's about promoting others. And it's about just being conversational with people. Just like in real life, you ain't want someone to support you, but they don't support you. You know, unfortunately, people don't necessarily support if they don't know you or they don't know something about you. So show interest in someone else other than yourself. You know, talk about someone else's business, someone else's venture, and you'll begin to see that it will start to come full circle circle and people begin to know who you are, know what your business is, and begin to trust you and begin to want to you know, subscribe to your magazine or be a part of your business or whatever services that you have. Also, another good thing is in this age now is e-blasting. E-blasting, for the most part, is very, you know, it's pretty inexpensive, but it will allow you to get out there to have your message get to the masses. And then just talking about it, it was funny. I was telling my pastor the other day, I was like, you all promote me more than I promote myself. Sometimes I get so caught up in promoting others that I forget that I have a business too, and I, you know, continue to talk about it and just to let people know about it. So there are a lot of, you know, actually relatively inexpensive ways to get your business out there, to get noticed through different marketing channels. But the main key is being consistent in whatever you're doing, is staying on top of it and making sure that people are aware that you exist.
Awesome. I just actually, I just actually learned something new about the social network. When you mentioned the e-blast, I made sure I took note about that because I got to find out more about that. So I'm thanking you for mentioning that. And with the Empower magazine, where do you see it going, like, say, 5-10 years from now? Do you see it expanding other than just the magazine? Do you see it going into something else other than just the magazine?
I definitely see God's hand on it. I see the magazine just really exploding to be very established and international. It's starting to, they're starting, you know, some noise being abroad. Some noise is buzzing now internationally, but just really being a magazine to the nations, because I believe that with the contributing writers that we have, with the articles that we have, we give so much hope to people. You know, the articles that we have, they really are, I guess you could say, self. They make you evaluate where you are in your relationship with Christ. It makes you just examine where you are, and it provokes you to do better. So I believe it's just going to be a tool that is going to just reach the masses in a different way. I tell a lot of people all the time that I just see it just going worldwide. And like I said, it's not just to put money in my pocket, but it's another ministering tool. And that's how I view the magazine. I believe that we're going to start having Empower conferences across the nation, so I'm excited about that. So I just believe God's going to do some wonderful things through this tool.
Awesome. I'm making sure I keep my bridge connections real good with you. I don't want to burn my bridges because you're an awesome, awesome wealth of wisdom and knowledge, and I love connecting with people who are excited about their purpose and definitely a good treat, bearing good fruit for others. And so I just really admire you today, Ms. Tia Cook. I celebrate you. I am just so humbled and honored for you to just take time to not only to talk with me, but to talk to our listeners worldwide. And those who wanted to listen, if you know anyone that wanted to listen, but they couldn't because whether they're working or they weren't able to get to the internet or listening by phone, don't worry. All of our shows are recorded and they are free. So you can go back on blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever and you tell everyone about this awesome interview with this anointed, powerful woman of God. About entrepreneurship, marketing, just her dream, her purpose, and her passion to bless others. Yeah, please spread the word. You can share it on any social network, and you also can download it in your PC or Mac for free. So I just wanted to put that out there. Anybody that wanted to listen and thought they missed a note, it's recorded, and they can share it with anyone. And so, Ms. Tia, I just want you to take a moment. I never do a show without offering Christ, and because of, you know, I know you have no problem with doing that. I want you to take a moment in your own way for listeners that may not know Christ or may be struggling with their relationship right now, if you can just give them some encouraging words and help to propel them forward into developing that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I will be happy to do that. I believe that, you know, it's wonderful that the magazine is successful. It's wonderful that my graphics and marketing business is successful. But at the end of the day, if we aren't reaching souls, we really haven't accomplished anything. So to that person out there who may not know Christ for the pardon of your sins and who is, you know, just maybe dealing with, you know, condemnation, I've done too much, God doesn't want me, or, you know what, this is too much, life has just thrown me a bad hand, has dealt me a bad hand, and I don't believe I can make it. If nothing else, use my testimony to know that regardless of how far you may have fallen, regardless of what your situation may look like at this present moment, it does not have to stay there. God is He wants to hear from you. He wants to talk to you, to commune with you. And it's nothing better than knowing that God is there to hear you, to listen. And not only does he hear and listen, but he acts upon what he hears when you pray to him. So I would just ask, if you don't know God, just say, God, you know what? I recognize my need for you. I know that without you, I am nothing. I can do nothing. I can't live, move, or breathe without you. And just talk to him. Just say, God, I need your help. Without you, I can't do it. It's too tough, but I know that with you in my life, you're the difference maker. So just, you know, reach out to him, call upon him, and he will answer and he will save you. And you may not feel any different once you have prayed that sinner prayer and say, God, forgive me of my sins. I acknowledge that you died and you rose again in 3 days. But I'm telling you, as you begin to, once you have prayed that prayer, begin to pray to him. Get a Bible, read, and I guarantee you, your heart is going to change. You're going to feel those weights coming off. You're going to feel so much lighter because now you're not dependent upon you to make it happen, but you're dependent upon God. And his word will return void. And every plan, every dream you have for your life, everything he's downloaded into you that you know you should be doing, he's going to make sure that you do it. He's going to perfect everything that concerns you. So just give your life to him. Just submit, surrender your will and say, God, I need you in my life, and I guarantee your life will never be the same.
Amen. Thank you so much for doing that. And I pray, you know, those that are listening and those who will be listening later on, she went out on faith like many of us. We stepped out on nothing but faith. We heard God. We heard his voice. And some of, you know, sometimes we can be a little reluctant because it seems kind of weird and scary at first because we're going from something that we were, a system that we were so dependent on to becoming so dependent on God, who does not always reveal everything right up front. And so she trusted God. She stepped out on faith. And now God, she is seeing God's hand just expand her business, and it's not just a business, it's a ministry. And I just want to encourage, you think you have to go to the world because you want to see quick results or you want to see something matriculate quickly. But I'm telling you today, nothing will last if it's not built on the word of God. And her business is built on the word of God. It is built on faith, and it is built on building up the kingdom for other people to come up. Why wouldn't God not expand her ministry worldwide? And so I just congratulate all those who, if you just did that for the first time, welcome to the kingdom. Now, don't just get saved. Pray and ask God where you need to be discipled at because you need to get a covering.
Right.
Why don't you tell us about where you're at, Ms. Tia? I know that's a great and awesome church where you're at.
Yes, ma'am. I get excited about this. I believe I am a member of the greatest church in the world, God's Anointed Touch Ministries, in Windsor, Virginia, where my pastors are Bishop Ernest and Apostle Aquila Hunter. It is an amazing ministry. We do ministry out of the box. We're not traditional, but our mission and our vision is to compel all men to come to Christ. We are about soul winning, and really when you come down to it, That's what it's about. Everything we do is to advance the kingdom and to bring souls to Christ. So God has really blessed the ministry in that we kind of operate in a threefold arena. We have the church, of course, but then we also have a nonprofit company or nonprofit organization called Community Harvest Outreach. And God has blessed through that where we have, in less than 5 years, fed over 65,000 people. So God has truly been good in the little rural area of Windsor, Virginia. And then the third component is what's called the HP Music and Arts, where we have an actual annual showcase each year called the HP Virginia Gospel Showcase. And that's where we have different judges come in. Like for this year, for example, we have Carrie Douglas of Black Smoke Records. We have Luther Barnes coming in, and we have Brother Steve out of Hollywood, California. And we have different soloists, choirs, ensembles, spoken word artists. They all come and minister before this panel of judges with the opportunity to win cash prize, as well as a marketing package and a full spread in Empower magazine. So God is just blessing us. We are just devoted and committed to doing his will until the Lord returns.
Okay, you say that like, you know, I'm not, you know, full and blown away from what you're talking about. You just said it so simply. But, you know, you got to give us a moment to, you know, just, you know, marinate on some of that. You just told us so much. I'm like, pow, okay. Okay, just give me a moment. So if I don't answer you right away, it's just because I'm just trying to, you know, let all that marinate because I'm just so excited about all
no
the things are doing for the community, the love and support that you are showing for people. Why wouldn't God just bless you so over and over again? And I just want to take a moment before, you know, it's coming down to almost the end, y'all. I'm going to have to meet you in person. I don't know how God will arrange
yes,
that, but I know. I've got to come visit you. I feel like we family. I know we're family in the kingdom, but I feel like you're my sister for real. Apart from everything that we talked about, what are some things that Ms. Tia loves to do?
Oh, wow. Ms. Tia is a reader. I love to read. And something that a lot of people don't know about me is I'm kind of sort of like a daredevil. I love, you know, roller coasters, zip line, and parasailing.
Oh, you must have you must have
all of those
oh,
types
I
of things.
I knew it. I could pick it up in this rabbit hole. That's my sister. You said roller coaster. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we're coming because, you know, I love Virginia. I went to school there for about a year at St. Paul there in Lawrenceville, Virginia. I went there for about a year. Wait a minute. Where is this somewhere near there?
Yes, ma'am. It's not that far. Yes. St. Paul's is not that far from us whatsoever, right up 58.
I just thought about that. I'm like, wait a minute. Where is it? It's near there. Oh, my God. See, you're my sister for real. I have to meet. We've got to meet. We're going to have to. You're going to have to arrange that. So
yes,
we
are.
Meet and just have a great time in the Lord. We got to meet. I just thank and praise God. So you love to read. You love to be a daredevil. Do you have a favorite color, a favorite singer? What else do you love to do?
Ooh, favorite colors are red and green. Favorite singer? I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite singer, but I just love worship music. I love just getting in the presence of God. So that's my thing. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I just want to, you know, let people know that, you know, we always talk about the ministry, but what is it that, you know, Ms. Tia loves to do? She's a reader, y'all. So if y'all want to bless her coming up, you have a birthday coming up soon.
My birthday just passed in February, but I'm still accepting gifts.
She said she's still accepting gifts. She loves to read. So, you know, is there a particular genre of books that you like to read? Or a particular writer that you love to read about?
Any type of books. I'm just a voracious reader. I just love to read pretty much anything. And if they want to give me a gift, Starbucks. I love Starbucks.
Oh, awesome. She loves Starbucks, y'all. So y'all heard that. If you missed her birthday, she loves Starbucks. And that doesn't cost that much. Just, y'all can get her something right there and send it to her. You can tell them how they can actually connect with you and actually, you know, come together and start supporting your ministry if they haven't already.
Yes, ma'am. Once again, the website, www.empower-magazine.com. I'm also on Twitter at either Tia Cook, TIACOOKE, or the Empower Mag, TheEmpowerMag. And, of course, I'm on Facebook as well under the Empower Magazine and Tia Cook.
Awesome. So when is your next issue coming out? When can we expect your next issue?
The next issue actually is going to be in hands in a couple of days, and that's the issue with Judge Maybelline Ephraim. So I'm very excited about this issue.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. Well, you know what? Oh, man, we done came down almost to the end, girl. We almost came down to the end, but like I said, I've got to meet Miss Tia. I'm going to make sure we take pictures so y'all can see that God manifested what we talked about. We put it on the atmosphere.
That's right.
The manifestation has happened. And I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to put it all on Twitter and Facebook, taking pictures next to my sister. Amen. So what words do you have, final words you have for our listeners on, you know, let's just talk about the topic, Empower.
Yes, ma'am. Just final words, just when I think of the word empower, I think of like something being re-energized. Actually, the tagline of the magazine is recharge, refuel, refresh. Get reconnected to God, whether you have been walking with him for a short time or a long time. And when I say reconnect, it doesn't mean you have fallen away, but draw nigher to him, because he makes a difference in everything you do. Allow him to just rest on you, to empower you through his word, to empower you when he speaks to you. God, that's my message. Preach Jesus. Preach the power of who he is, and to reap as many people as you possibly can with the message of Christ, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. All these things, all these events, programs, conferences are wonderful, but if no one's coming to Christ, it's really for naught. So to go out there and to be effective witnesses, and I'm not just speaking to you all, I'm speaking to myself as well. We all have to do a better job of it, because we come in contact with so many people every single day that we know need God, that we know need a relationship with Jesus, and we pass on by. We pass on by. We don't say anything. But I just pray that we just develop a boldness and a tenacity to go after those souls, to win those souls to Christ, because it's a dying world out there. We are the light. So we have to let our light shine, and through our lifestyle, but also through our voice as well, because some people will see your lifestyle and still pass over that. So you may just have to go out and reach out to that person and say, hey, do you know Jesus? Do you know him for the pardon of your sins? And that's what it's all about.
Amen. You know what? I don't think I'm going to let you go just yet. I see a whole lot of 757s calling in. Now, if anyone that's calling in from that area that would like to, you know, do a shout-out to Miss Tia while I have her live on the air, all you have to do is press the number 1, and you will be connected live on the air. Okay, well, somebody already done pressed it, so I'm going to go ahead and connect you right now. You're going to be live on the air. 6289, you are live on the air with Miss Tia Cook.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Mrs. Parker. I was just calling to say hello, congratulations. I'm just so happy for the things that God is doing in your life. Just continue to be encouraged and keep on doing what you're doing, because you're really making an impact.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much. And I want to say, since you called in, everyone out there who is listening, Mrs. Parker has an awesome business called Parker Special Event Productions, where any type of party, gathering, catering, any type of need that you have, they can do. And not only do they do it, but they do it with a spirit of excellence. So I suggest you connect with them, because they can hook you up. They can take your next celebration to the next level.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for calling in. Yes, ma'am. I love you all. I love the show, and just continue to do what you all are doing. I'm looking forward to Empower Magazine with Judge Mabel and me from. I'm looking forward to it, and just continue to do what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for the encouragement. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a good day.
You too. All right, that was awesome. We're going on to the next caller.
All right.
0936, you are now live on the air with Ms. Tia Cook.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing? I'm doing wonderful. This is Mrs. Goodwin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just called just to let you know that you are just such an honor to work with. You are just such an honor to be in your presence, and just to say that you're doing a good job. God bless you, and continue to do the good work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I have to say, Ms. Sandra, I am blessed to work with and serve with some awesome people in ministry. They are some of my biggest supporters, in fact. Mrs. Goodwin, she actually has a business as well. That's what I love about my church, because all of the leaders in our church, they have their own business. So I just praise God for that. She's kind of involved in two businesses, Creations of the Heart, where she does all types of awesome baskets for any occasion. And as well, there is a band called VIP Band, and they are a wonderful band, Christian and jazz band, that, you know, if you need them for your next event, they're awesome. They play good music. I don't just promote anybody, but I promote those who are advancing the kingdom and those who do what they do in the spirit of excellence.
Thank you for your support.
Wow,
we love you,
phenomenal.
And God bless you.
I'm just being so blessed right now. I'm telling you, I'm being blessed.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Phenomenal
God
woman.
Is good. He's
phenomenal
amazing.
Woman. Yes.
Yes.
Thank
you
so
much
for calling
me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You got some awesome people that's calling in and just saying thank you. I'm just so inspired.
God is truly amazing. I mean, when I look at just my life, it's like, God, you love us so much. You know, we have so many, faults and we mess up, but God still loves us and he still wants to use us. I mean, when you think about that, who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Amen, amen. And I'm just so energized by the energy that you have. And it's just flowing all through the airway. So I just thank you for your being in your purpose, because I keep telling you, your purpose ignites passion that lights a fire to everyone that is around you that you come in contact with. So, again, I just celebrate you today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I truly count it an honor. I don't take anything for granted. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate the God in you.
And definitely I will be hitting you up very soon, because I want to make sure we connect. I want to meet the people that, called in and they have their businesses, because it's all about, the kingdom. And we're all one. And so, before you get off, I want to dedicate this last song to you. And I just thank God that he's continuing to expand you and continuing to bless your business. And I will just speak a prayer over you, your business, and all those that are connected to you. Because it says the blessing of God, add, his riches will add no sorrow to it. And so I thank you, God, that you're going to enjoy every blessing, every opportunity. And, Lord God, that it's for your glory and that she has everything she needs and then some, to continue to expand worldwide. I thank you, Lord God, that it will catch like wildfire and people, so many people that was about to give up because they read her magazine or they heard her testimony or heard her story, they decided to go ahead and move forward and what you called them to do. And so I just thank you for this divine connection with Ms. Tia Cook, and I expect, Lord God, for us to continue to do ministry worldwide together. Bless our pastor and the apostle of the church and all those that continue to uphold the community. Lord God, we thank you for abundant overflow because she stood and trusted you. I thank you for returning it a thousandfold back. God bless you, Ms. Tia. I'm dedicating this last song to you by Trinity 5-7. Over and over. Love you, girl.
Love you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Legacy Lever Worldwide. Again, if you missed this awesome experience with Minister Tia W. Cook, tell everyone you possibly can, whether it's through word of mouth, if you text them, if you call them, if you hit them up on the social networks, tell them about this awesome experience, this ministry, about the how she transitioned out of the corporate world into owning her own business, hearing the voice of God, trusting Him, and even in the midst of weakness, still God is faithful, still honored His word, and now her business is flourishing and prospering. Her issue is coming out in just a few days with Judge Maybelline. Awesome woman of God there. Hear her story. Read about her story. You can find more information about Empower Magazine at www.empower-magazine.com. Ms. Tia also can be found on Twitter. I follow her on Twitter at Tia Cook. She also can be found on Facebook, and there's some other networks that she's on. Again, you can just go back and you can listen to the show. You can download it for free, so you can listen to it as many times as you want to. You also can share it. You can post it on one of your, if you have a business and your connection with her, you can post it on your business website. You can share it with all social networks, and it's all free. Again, you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. I have truly been so inspired and motivated to keep moving forward just by connecting with her on the phone. I have never met her. I have not met her, so I don't really know her person to person, but I feel like I'm connected with her in the spirit already, and she has definitely inspired me. I know I've got some listeners on the line that are definitely inspired, that I know are pursuing entrepreneurship, and from what she has said and what she has taught us today, don't give up and keep moving forward and be empowered, knowing that what God has promised, what He has spoken, He is faithful to make sure that His word is honored. So again, Ms. Minister Tia Cook, I love you. God bless you. God bless the pastor and the apostle of the church. Bless all the leaders, all those that are working with her. God bless you. Thank you so much for all that you do for the community worldwide. That is why I love Legacy Lever, because you are definitely building a solid, strong foundation that will continue to rise up even after you're gone. Your voice, the work that you do, will continue to move forward to the third and fourth generations. That's what Legacy Lever Empower Radio is all about. So I thank you so much for listening in today. And like I said earlier when I started off the show, learn to enjoy the moment. And that's what we did today. I enjoyed my moment with Minister Tia Cook, and I will continue to follow up on what she's doing and to try and support her as much as I can, because she said something so key. If you want people to invest in you and invest in their business and your business, then you need to take time out to find out what they love to do, what inspires them, what they're doing, how their business is flourishing, and how you can be a part of their business and how you can help flourish their business. So it's not just about you. It's not just about I. It's about we coming together as one and being successful and blessing the kingdom of God. So Ms. Sandra is signing off for today. Again, you can find me on Twitter at legacy_lever. You also can find more information about me on Facebook at Lissandra J. Hardy. You can find me also on my website at www.legacyleverinc.org and read a little bit about what I'm doing and getting ready to move forward. So I will be returning again next week. But until then, may God's peace, love, and favor rest upon your life. God bless you. I'm going to close out with a little bit of Canton Jones and Window. Ms. Sandra loves you, and take care.
Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. There's something on the top of your head. Yeah. I see you. I think you need a helmet. Yeah, didn't quit, but you stood instead. And a blessing just pushed you in the back of your head. Oh, oh, there goes another one. To your mama, daddy, daddy, to say your brother one. You're a believer, the doubt is over. You're a receiver, the drought is over.
In life, you must see the victory before the combat begins. To win some battles in life, you must see the victory before the combat begins. How are you seeing what you're facing? How are you seeing what you're facing? From Michael Jordan to my favorite, Kobe Bryant, they have said in interviews and in books that if they waited, in essence, until they got on the basketball court to determine how they were going to deal with their adversary or their opponent, they wouldn't win the game. I like that. You have to get a vision in your mind. You need to get a private broadcast in your head saying, I can win, and I will win, and here's why. You can't wait until you get into or get onto the field of competition to start preparing for competition. You got to get it in your head. You got to know it in your mind. You got to have that deep down in your soul and in your spirit. You got to know that you're a winner. I don't care what color your uniform is, and I don't care who the adversary is. You got to get it in your head that, you know what, I'm a winner. And don't just wait and do that when you face something. Do it when you're by yourself. Do it when you're in the shower, on the bicycle, going in there to get some ice cream, wherever you are. Be speaking to yourself, I'm a winner. I'm a go-getter. I'm a gold digger. I can do it. Because you need to see the victory in your mind before the battle even begins.